Can I Steal You for a Second? A Bachelor Nation podcast hosted by Ashley Young, Shea Corrigan, and Natalie Zamora.
Hey, everybody. Welcome into another episode of Can I Steal You for a Second? As always, I'm Ashley Young, joined by Shea Corrigan, Natalie Zamora. We are in the midst of an election, but we are still tuned in to The Bachelorette tonight. Don't you worry. While the rest of you were doom scrolling on Twitter, we were tweeting about The Bachelorette, and the day is finally here. Claire is gone. I spoiled the end of the episode, but we do have a lot to talk about, and it's the moment we've been waiting for since the rumors all summer, you know, this weird, wacky Bachelorette season. How do you guys feel now that it's happened? Like, every week I was tuning in with this anticipation, and pairing that with the election of this, like, waiting. I'm an impatient person, so I know I feel relieved. How are you guys feeling that it finally happened?
I wish I was a bigger and better person than this, but the petty part of me is like, if we're gonna have to sit through like a 4-day election, I'm like a little bit glad that it's stealing the thunder of Claire's like big night and big Friday morning, where it's like, if there's one thing we know about her through these past episodes, it's like she knows what she wants, and she like needs to be, you know, the center of attention if you're not jumping up to watch. Or to, like, you know, steal her for a second, like she's going to have a mini meltdown. And to know that, you know, Bachelor Nation itself was divided, like, I think almost all of us had, like, multiple screens going on. Half the live tweets about her were, like, jokes about Nevada. Like, it was just, I don't know, part of me was like, this is, like, a little bit karma. but to that end, I am optimistic the election will be decided soon, and I am ecstatic that her story is over too. So
yeah, I'm super relieved. I also feel like part of me is, I just feel so conflicted because of the election. Like, I'm like, all right, I'm not relieved because it's not over yet. And I'm like, wait, okay, Claire's over. I can forget about that. It's over. And I still do not have peace of mind right now. But I'm relieved. I mean, and like, I'm, now that she's gone, I'm like, all right, I'm happy for you. Good. You're great. Go ahead. And I'm excited for Tayshia.
All right. Like, yeah, you each other. You seem to be in love. You seem to be happy, whatever. Have fun. Leave us to our dramatic TV show.
Yeah. That's how I felt the whole episode when she was talking to Chris Harrison too. I was like, okay, I'm happy for you. This is fine. But just leave then. Just go. It's fine. Like, we accept it. You're in love. It's cute. Leave, though. That's not why we're here.
I have never related to Chris Harrison more than when he was first sort of, like, asking her about, like, how was the night before? And then her being like, I told him I loved him. He was like, and did he love you? And yes. And he's like, did he say that, though? And, like, it was, oh, man, it was beautiful.
I mean, Chris Harrison, he's been around a minute. He's seen these relationships come and go. I don't know if I've seen that, like, suspicious side of him. Usually he's the one kind of pushing the Bachelor narrative, like, convincing us everyone's here for the right reasons. And when he said, did he say he loved you? It was, I think, like, all of America being, just watching Claire have this, like, very youthful optimism about Dale and how much they're in love. And it was really, really, I needed that laugh, Chris Harrison. Yeah. So thank you. Thank you for that. Yeah. But let's talk a little bit about that night they spent together, because the episode opens up. Claire makes it clear to Chris Harrison she's in love with Dale. So they cancel the rose ceremony. They cancel the cocktail party. And she just has this, like, one-on-one night with Dale. Again, did we need to see it? We kind of, like, know what's going on. We know they're in love. But they spend this night together. And when you guys saw her go off with Dale, I thought that's when we were going to see the house riot. If you were in this house and everything gets canceled, your chance to, like, see your, you know, potential girlfriend or whatever is ripped from you, didn't you find it a little strange that they were kind of like, whatever, like, Dale's gone, Claire's gone, everything's canceled, but we'll hang out at the house?
Yeah, I also think that there was kind of this sense of, like, oh, maybe they're kicking Dale out at first, because Chris was like, all right, these things are canceled. Dale, can I speak to you for a sec? Like, it was very, like, ominous. Like, obviously we know what's going on, but I feel like some of the guys might have been so just oblivious to the situation that they're like, oh, is he leaving? Like, is he getting kicked out for some reason?
Yeah, it was one of those things where I was immediately like suspicious of the timing of it all, because like they were in that period, at least like from the clips we saw, of like suspended confusion for like 12 hours. And it's like, there's no way you guys are that confused, like that, like A, like the resort is not that big. Like, and then the next morning they're like, well, he's been gone all night. Like, I hope, like, I wonder what do you think is going on? Like, it was just a lot of just like, and then they were talking about, like, even once they were sort of like, they had still not returned, and they were like, I wonder what's going to happen. Like, I feel like you guys like put two and two together here, man. Like, if this wasn't going to be, you know, resolved with just the two of them, like, they probably wouldn't have been given like, you know, 24 uninterrupted hours together or whatever it was.
I have a questions about the timeline, like between, you know, the nail technician for the pedicures being quarantined or not quarantined, and then Dale going MIA. I know there's some like producer magic involved in The Bachelorette, but some of these timelines just feel weird to me. Like, are these men just left clueless three doors down from where Claire's hooking up with Dale? I don't understand the timeline and just kind of the storyline, but I'm buying into it. I'm trying my best to do that. We're trying. So, you know, I think after that, though, when they're in love, we'll use air quotes on the podcast, but they're in love and they start talking about their parents. And we know that Claire has parents that she's idolized and has experienced loss. And I guess Dale has had similar experiences in his life. I thought it was a little interesting how heavily they played into the parent conversation. I know we tune in for the drama, but what was your take on that dynamic? Because it went on for a long time.
Yeah, I thought that, I do think that they're cute. So I thought, you know, there's a sweetness to it. It felt kind of odd just for them to be like, oh, that happened to me. Oh, like your dad hitchhiked. My dad did too. Like, it was so like, and she was like, wait, your dad did too? And he was like, yeah. And it was just like, that's not really like a normal thing. It was very like, oh, that happened to me too. And then kind of like Claire jumping in to like interrupt Dale to be like, oh, that happened too. Like, it was cute, but also it just felt kind of forced.
I am fine with that. It reminded me of the beginning of Pete's season when he kept being like my parents have this like really admirable relationship, and like I like really been looking for like a partnership like that or whatever. So I think they sort of like, oh, like they both hitchhiked or like they had similar arcs. That wasn't that weird to me. Like, that seemed like, okay, like kind of cute and serendipitous or whatever. What got me or like raised an eyebrow for me was when Chris Harrison said that Claire specifically went on the show looking for a man that reminded her of her dad. Mm-hmm. That's where I draw the parental goals line.
There's like psychology, I think, behind that people look for partners that like emulate relationships they admire. But it, like, I'm with Shay, one too many times she's like, Dale, you really remind me of my dad. Like, I see my dad in you. It's like, are you trying to date your dad? What is going on here? It was one too many times.
Yeah, well, I'd say I feel like there are two different, you're referring to like two different psychological things of like emulating a relationship you see is different than like the Oedipal or Electra complex, which is like a different psychological thing.
Yeah.
Which she feels a little bit closer to, but I don't want to slander her, so.
You know, Shay wants to keep going when she reaches for her tea and is like, oh, I'll just take a sip. I'll slow down. I'll take a sip. I'll stop myself before, you know.
Yes.
Shay, you know, DMing me or messaging me during the show is different than Shay on the podcast. So we'll get there.
So you do coach me up or down where I'll say I'll be really annoyed about someone or something, and I'll either be like, I need to talk about this or complain about this on the podcast, or I'll be like, oh, I can't, and then you'll like, do it, and I'm like, okay.
You're an easy sell. So, you know, they're cute. I know, Natalie, you are more into the Dale-Claire dynamic than maybe myself or some other people. But I do have a question, because I think they, aesthetically, they're stunning.
Yeah.
They look fun enough, but I haven't seen like a conversation between them where they're like that chemistry that Claire is all in on.
Yeah.
I can see it through conversations they've had. Am I wrong? Like, is there moments where you've seen that between them where you see this lasting a long time?
Not really. Like, they're definitely, yeah, like you said, like, I think that Dale's just, like, you know, cute and charming. And I think they're cute together. Like, they just started dating and they're a cute couple type of thing. And I feel like they have, like, obviously they're interested in each other, so they have cute conversations, but it's nothing that you would be like, oh, those two are in love, you know? Like, it seems like a good start of a relationship, but not being engaged. And then they also went from like, I'm falling in love with you, like I'm starting to fall in love with the process, whatever, to the next day, all right, engaged and I love you. Like, no, I did not buy that at all. I can't believe it happened.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that, because we know everything happens at like warp speed on The Bachelor or Bachelorette. And it was very bizarre that she went from I'm leaving this competition with Dale to Chris Harrison pulling him aside, like literally yanking him aside, FaceTiming the ring guy and being like, we need it today. Again, the timing of the show, I'm not quite understanding. Everything's delayed because of COVID. We know this. But you know, they kind of pulled Dale aside and I didn't think he was going to go through with it. I think I fell victim to the producers. Were you guys impressed with how quickly that kind of came to be? Cause I was a little flustered.
It looked like Chris Harrison was FaceTiming Neil Lane just from like the resort. What were you gonna say, Shay? I just had to say that.
I was just gonna say I respect, I guess, the Bachelor's commitment to the bit, where like we all knew that Claire and Dale were leaving probably together. It never occurred to me that they would be engaged when they did, because we knew it was going to be such a short turnaround.
Yeah.
But Chris Harrison literally says, I don't know if it was to Dale or to Claire or to both of them, but he was like, well, I think it was to Dale. He was like, well, like, Claire loves you. She broke up with all the other boys, which means there is one thing left to do. Get engaged tonight. Like, what? It's like such like a check by like, well, we've done this. We've done that. Like, you've done that. You know, had like the, you know, the honeymoon suite or whatever. So like, here, that's where we are in the checklist. Let's go get a ring. It seemed so, I don't know. I kind of loved how fully in on like The Bachelor is all about finding love, but also specifically getting engaged. So I kind of enjoyed that because it was just so, so unnecessary.
Yeah.
And yet they're like, nope, yes, we're doing this.
Yeah, it was insane. And at first I was kind of like, that's messed up for him to just be like, all right, you're going to get engaged now. But they were both into it. So, all right, sure. If like either of them had some type of breakdown and was like, this is too soon, like that kind of thing, I would have been like, all right, that was really messed up of them to say, you got to get engaged now. But no, obviously they were down. So, sure.
But I'm like, The Bachelor doesn't own them. Like, they could very well just, like, leave. Like, I don't think they're being held hostage at this resort. And I'm pretty sure, like, in the age of cell phones and social media, you could reconnect after this experience. So the whole, like, you have to get engaged. It's just, it's strange to me. Like, again, kudos to them for committing to the bit, because I just can't do it. But also, we were saying this before we started recording, it's just an engagement. Like, it's not like there's the legal paperwork of a marriage. Like, you can call off an engagement. But again, we're there to find love, and Claire found it. So, like, good job, Claire. You know,
I'm pretty sure there is paperwork related to the ring, where if you break up after, you have to stay engaged or get married, otherwise you have to return the ring.
You didn't buy it, so.
Yeah, no.
I think we've talked about this, like, how long could you fake it to keep the ring? Like,
and also, would, I mean, I guess it depends on the ring. Would you want to keep an engagement? I guess maybe then you would, like, sell it? Like, the
I would keep it. Yeah, I keep
gonna
it.
I'm going to get engaged on The Bachelor. I'm going to get fake engaged on The Bachelor. And then I'm going to fake a relationship for the required amount of time so that I can then pawn a Neil Lane ring. Like,
yeah, I off the record, bachelors, if you're watching this, I would never do that. Okay, I would totally do that. Are you kidding? It's easy. A year's nothing. We've almost been in this pandemic for a year. Time flies. Yeah, so good for them. They got engaged. That's the whole point of the show. Like, we should be celebrating that. Great job, Claire. Dale, you're stunning. You're happy. This was my favorite part of the episode, though. Getting a little gushy. We didn't talk about how they brought back my favorite couple from recent Bachelor seasons. For those of you that listened along with Shay and I, we were very invested in Listen to Your Heart, which was the Bachelor spinoff. I think every week there was a total of three people watching. One was like my sister that I watched, forced to watch with me. But there was a couple on that show that we were really invested in, and they won the show. And obviously they're musically talented. Brie and Chris, love you guys. And they brought them on to sing when Claire and Dale were dancing. And I just thought that was really sweet. So full circle moment.
It was a lovely, adorable moment. And I was so thrilled when I saw them on my screen. But at the same time, much like the manicurist and the pedicurist, they quarantined for however long.
Yeah.
Number two, they were like, they weren't even acknowledged. They were just playing music in like a courtyard area that Claire and Dale basically just walked through. Like, they danced a little bit, but it was between them leaving the dinner and then Chris and Bree's song played over their time in the bedroom. And that means they were just like Chris and Bree quarantined for a 3-minute segment, most of which was spent with them playing music to, I don't know, no one, the producers. And I just, this is what I watch for, the silly things like that.
This is why we aren't buying into like the hopeless romantic, because we're too caught up on like, you know,
yeah.
Oh, you know, but also again, it's TV. I'm sure they recorded that song 12 times. We just only saw, you know, the TV magic, you know, so they were cute though. And I was charmed, and it was a nice little moment of Chris and Brie. Yeah, it was cute. It was cute. It was weird though that they just played over them like they were dancing to music normal, and then it cut to them like on like a couch making out.
Yeah.
But it was still this like soft, like little, like, you know, nice little love song. I was like, this doesn't match anymore. Like, cut to commercial. I'm out. I'm not invested in this. Yeah, but it was cute. That was a moment. I'll give you credit, Natalie. That was a moment where I was like, okay, they're cute. Like, I'm buying into this. I can see it. I think so I need to pull back.
I don't know. The nicest thing I will say, maybe not the nicest thing I'll say about them, but a thing I will give, like, they seem, I genuinely believe that they are like extremely into each other. Like, they're the kind of couple that you look at and you could tell, like, even if you don't see the chemistry or like the conversations, or you're like, this is really boring to me. Like, when you see them together, you're like, well, you know, you're into each other. So Godspeed.
They did say, I know that there's speculation that they maybe, you know, were in touch before the show started filming. And in the episode, Claire was like adamant there was no communication. But next week they tease like, you know, a after the math situation with Chris Harrison. And it makes it look like they might fess up to something. Where do you guys think that conversation's going? Because I don't trust them.
Yeah, I think they're still going to say that, no, they didn't talk before, but then the promos are just going to make it look so dramatic that they're going to be like, well, and then that's it. But no, I don't think they're going to say that they did.
I'm with Natalie. If they did, they're not going to confess to it. They're in too deep. They're coming back.
Yeah. Honestly, I saw the teaser for that, and I was like, no more, we don't need it. But also, she swore on her dad who passed away, so like, she better not come out and confess now.
I missed that. I don't remember her saying that. Oh my god, I take that.
It's Chris Harrison.
Yeah.
Oh my god, Claire. All right, so we know it's legit. Then I fell victim to their commercial preview for next week, so shame on me. Shame on me. Well, on that note, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back to talk more about Claire leaving and Tayshia.
Yeah.
So we talked about Claire and Dale. They're in love. Good riddance. There's a house full of guys left over at this point, and they have no idea what's going on. Chris Harrison is basically, you know, trying to navigate the situation, but I love that they had Claire walk in and break up with a room of men. something I would never want to do.
Yeah.
I know watching that in real time was a little awkward because they were a little shocked, but how could they possibly be shocked when they've seen her one-on-one with Dale this whole time? In a way, I was hoping they would be relieved, but some of the guys were a little taken aback by the news. And I know that Shay especially has some thoughts on how certain people handled the news.
I do.
Shay, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to build to that because I have,
we'll
have plenty of time, or maybe we won't, but we can get to that. My first reaction or my first thought was, I feel like none of the guys handled it well, where they either went in the direction of being like mad and like, I can't remember. Was it Jason? Somebody like demanded that she apologize. Like, you should apologize to us. And she was like, for what? And then he also like didn't have a good answer. And then like in response to that, the other guys, it seemed like they went too far in the other direction of being like, I think their hearts were in the right place as far as sort of saying like, you know what, like you found love and that's what you're here for and we're happy for you. But the way that they were articulating it was that kind of like almost tripping over yourself. Like if you said like, we're so, this is like, man, like, it's over. Like, yeah. You don't need to sort of be quite so, I guess, over the top with your like enthusiasm and like happiness for her, where it's like the whole kind of point of this is that, you know, you don't really have a shot anymore, my guy. It was a strange sort of like range of emotions where nobody quite hit the right balance of like, there was like a level of sort of like rightfully upset and then also rightfully like happy for her and everybody was too far in one direction.
Yeah, I totally felt the same way. I think it was Ben, he was the one that was like, you know, your boldness and like your bluntness, and like he was like shooting his shot still, and it was like, come on, dude. She's leaving. It was a little too much. Like in the beginning it was nice, kind of like it was better than the other guys being mean, but of just being like very mad about it. But I was like, okay, just, it's too much now. Like they're trying to not be painted as like a villain or just trying to get like a sweet spot for paradise or something, but it was too much.
It was a little cringy, I agree. And I think, you know, I've tried to put myself in their shoes. I don't like to lose, I'm competitive. I'm coming in, this is a competition. I can tell you right now, I'm not saying like good game to Dale. Like I'm going to be sulking in the corner. I'm not going to yell at Claire, but I'm definitely not complimenting her on like being decisive. And no, that was so weird. It was such a like inappropriate response to like someone you're dating being like, I'm going out with this other guy. Like it's been real. It was so strange. But I guess also in their defense, they don't know what the next steps are. So, you know, you make a point that people don't come and go as quickly as maybe other reality shows. You know, once you get your foot in the door of Bachelor Nation, you're here to stay. So, you know, again, maybe they're shooting their shot with their producers is what they were really doing at that point. So do you guys think that Claire owed them an apology? Because she made it very clear how she felt about the apology.
I don't think she owes an apology about leaving early, but I think a few of the dates where she was just being extremely unreasonable, maybe an apology would be nice. But I think the guy, I'm trying to think who did, I think it was like Jay, maybe, who was demanding the apology. That was just like, come on, she's just leaving, like just let her go. It was a little bit much. I don't think that she was really too in the wrong this episode specifically. Like she was finally, you know, saying, all right, let's do something here and not just, you know, playing them around, which she had been.
Yeah, I think she like came like very close, or like last week in particular, I feel like I at least like felt like this is like she is like not leading them on, but kind of leading them on and like wasting their time and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I think if that had been pushed out like another week, and like even probably some of the sort of just canceling dates left and right without like much context was kind of shitty. But for the most part, I think like she, if we're going to take this all at face value, which I think we might as well, like she didn't intend to sort of fall for Dale that quickly, and she did. And like, maybe she was like trying to sort of like trust the process and like inadvertently not paying attention to what anybody else said or inadvertently acting ways. It's like, I think we've all kind of been in sort of situations where in retrospect, your behavior is like subconsciously much more clearer than you realize in the moment. They're like, oh yeah, you were very clearly signaling to everyone that you did not care about like anybody else in the room. So I don't think she owed them an apology. I think maybe if it had drawn out longer, she could have taken more responsibility. But at this point, it's like, I think Chris Harrison or whoever, because it was Chris Harrison that came to her first, like called it, and it was unfortunate, but shockingly, I don't think she needs to apologize.
I know there was a moment, I haven't been, I think, the kindest to Claire as a bachelorette, but I think in a way it kind of humanized the situation. Like when people are dating, you're going to, you know, be dating a couple people, but once you're interested in someone, you move forward with them. So I think it was a really nice like touch. I know it mixed up the season. It's something that's Chris Harrison saying you blew up the Bachelorette was a little dramatic.
Yeah.
I think if she had stayed, she would have blew up the Bachelorette. I think leaving was a much needed change of pace and definitely where this season was headed. So I don't know. I liked it and I'm so happy it finally happened after all these rumors this summer and like weeks of watching. So it was a nice, I have closure. I have some closure in my life, which is what I've been chasing all 2 days this week. Some closure. Yeah.
Also, as far as like apologies and like, I think this all also gets back to like the timing of it all where it's like, we don't quite know how long exactly the guys were just like sitting there in the dark. Mm-hmm. I think it's unfair of them to assume that like she had any control over the timeline of when people found out things. But like she, I don't know, you guys might have to help me with the timeline. Like she breaks up with them. Then Chris Harrison tells Dale like, it's go time, guy, pick out a suit or whatever. Mm-hmm. Then, so a whole another day passes where the guys are just like at the pool. And then the next morning, Chris Harrison tells them that Claire and Dale are leaving and engaged and, you know, they have the opportunity for their journey to continue. So I do think like, and it's a long time for them to like get in their heads or whatever, but also what did you think? I cannot even imagine what that situation looks or feels like, but it seems like the people at quote unquote fault are like whoever is managing the time. And
yeah,
it's also like, how do you blame the producers of The Bachelor? That falls into the category of, you know, what you signed up for, but yeah.
Everyone's favorite line on this show. Well, yeah. Going back to the actual engagement, when Dale like actually proposes, Chris Harrison, again, love that man, dream job, but Claire is like waiting, right? And he comes out and he's like, Claire, there's something we need to tell you. And I was like, oh my God, we're gonna have another week of like this girl causing chaos. And all he says is, we're really proud of you. Dale, come on out. And I was like, I have nothing left in my emotional cup right now, like absolutely nothing. Chris Harrison, that was rude. That was rude, and I could have done without it. And they obviously got engaged and fell in love, but that got me for a second. I was not prepared for his tricks.
Because Dale did seem a little less smitten in some of the earlier scenes when like they first had their like private dinner together, and like she was, they, and maybe it was editing, maybe it was just like, you know, how people emote, but it did seem like she was much more ready to get engaged than he was. But then he was too. And so it's like, all right, it's a classic Chris Harrison misdirect there. You got us. But I was like, I don't know, they're getting engaged.
I didn't think it was going to happen. I didn't.
Yeah, I think I was like 50-50 on it. Like going into the episode, I was like, okay, they're going to get engaged. But then, Dale seemed kind of iffy. And then the Chris Harrison teaser, I was like, what else could it be? Like, it has to be some type of bad news. Nope, we're proud of you. I was so mad.
And then once you realize that, like, the clip of her crying,
that
cameraman came earlier, you're like, all right, well, we've used up that clip, so that's not about the proposal.
So
it was a lot. It was a lot. The whole thing. And again, I just think it's been a long week. I know there hasn't been a lot of sleep going on. I was like not following the timeline. But let's fast forward a little bit to Chris Harrison giving the guys the choice to stay or they can, he's basically like, yeah, they're gone, they're engaged, but your journey's not over. You can stay if you want. And that's basically all the direction he gives them. And they're like, when do we need to decide by? What does this mean? Anything, Chris? Anything, anything? And it kind of cuts to the guys like hanging out at the pool, like talking, you know. And I think, what is it, Jason was the one they went on the therapy date.
Yeah.
So Jason's like, hey, Chris, I like really opened up to this girl. I don't know if I want to stay. He basically was like, please don't make me disclose anything more on national television. I was like, yeah, that was rough, dude. That was rough. I don't blame you. But it is an interesting concept that they kind of knew the Claire situation coming into the season. I don't know if I would catch feelings as quickly as they did to not be able to see this out.
Yeah.
Given the choice by Chris Harrison, what would each of you do? Would you stay or would you go home?
I mean, I would stay. Like, I quarantined in for a penny and for a pound or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm there.
Why not? Why not? I feel like the situation could only get, like, either better or just more entertaining. And by that point, you're, like, already friends with all the guys anyway. So, like, why not?
Also, knowing what we know now about how long, like, you know, the country's kind of been, like, shut down or quarantined or whatever, like, you guys are living the life, like, yeah, hanging out with a bunch of dudes, like, don't go home. That would be my advice. Don't go home.
Yeah.
You don't know what it's like on the outside. Stay in the house.
I do think, originally, I was very, not unsympathetic, but, like, the idea that these men were, like, so far, so attached to Claire already that, like, they wouldn't be able to move on, or they're just, you know, at first I was like, that, like, you guys have been there like a very short amount of time, even by Bachelor standards, like, and she wasn't into you at any point during that time. So how hard could it really be? But then once you were talking, actually, I kind of agreed to be like, they did have however many months of knowing it was her,
yeah,
where like, this is certainly not healthy, but they probably had I don't know, 3 months of like thinking about like, oh, like it's going to be clear and I'm going to learn all like the stuff about her. And like, you know, so visualizing it almost, or like thinking about it, and then they met her. So like adding on to that, where it's like, I think that probably sort of amplifies any feelings versus if you just met someone totally like cold and then had known them for 4 days or whatever it is.
Yeah. I need to know the timeline. Is it
I know.
4 weeks, 4 months? Like, I wish they had a counter in the bot, kind of like a like Survivor-esque, like day 10, day 12.
That would be so good.
That would help me out. If we're still doing this next season, that's my pitch for the producers to give me some timelines. Day 12 on the resort. Because I don't know. I think that's a good point though. Me talking about psychological things, I have no idea what I'm talking about, but this idea of like obsessing over someone or kind of like visualizing it before they actually meet, that's a really great point, Shay.
Thanks. Also brings me full circle back to the rant that I did not give before about Blake, who I think is an actual psychopath. I did not like Blake for the last, I don't know, again, what is time, 2 episodes, whenever it was that he was like freaking out about whatever it was that he was freaking out about not being on the date, and then like stalked them down and all that, and she like dodged his kiss, and he was very like forward and like sort of aggressive. He had this moment, and like he is, he had lots of like creepy, unnerving vibes of like these like almost like cliche evil nice guy who just like, he's so kind to you and like he likes you so much, and he's spent, then you like gave him 5 seconds of attention and now you have a stalker. And like when you're talking about like the months that they had to like prep for this, he was like, I bought books on dementia so I could learn about this. He was so clearly, or I don't know, maybe not clearly as the word, but like he just seemed so obsessively. And like he was also the one that I think she said broke the rules and like reached out to him earlier, which at the time she thought was charming. And it's like, you are so like I realize like stalking is not a light charge to like throw around, but like he gave like that sort of vibe of just being like obsessively obsessed with being nice to her.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was like a very, I'm like, you make me uncomfortable and I would feel unsafe if I was Claire. So.
Well, he's the guy that, you know, like takes you to dinner and is, you're like, okay, I'm going home. Like, he feels like you owe him something. Like, he gave Claire the time. He gave her the extra effort. He felt entitled to like have this reciprocal interest or time. And that's not how it works, bud. Like, I totally agree with like the creepy, like, I was nice, therefore I deserve more time or I deserve more attention. Yeah. We don't like Blake's. We don't like the Blake.
Yeah. He was too cocky. Like, I felt like he like had the one good whatever. It wasn't even a date. It was just alone time with her. And then he like thought he had it in the bag and it was like, chill out. Like, you're one of 30. Like, no.
And he has like a real crazy smile that's just like, it looks like he's not mad, he's just smiling aggressively at you. And it's like this. I will be very interested to see, because he's the one that they're already sort of teasing shortlist is like not being able to like move on or not necessarily wanting to move on because he is so into Claire. And I
let me do all the research.
If he just flips a switch and is suddenly like creepy towards Tayshia. But yeah, no, don't like, not a fan of Blake.
Not a fan, but for TV purposes, how do we feel about Blake? We often complain that the show has been a little dry this season, so we have some spice in Blake. Yeah. Can we give him a little credit for being entertaining?
Yeah. I'm going to regret saying that when, like, there's some story in 6 to 9 months where some influencer has to take out a restraining order, but for now, yeah.
Yeah, I was glad that like some of the guys got mad at Claire just because it was entertaining. Like, I was like, all right, let's see how awkward this is gonna be. I feel like most of the guys have been super nice so far, so it was definitely entertaining to see some of them get pretty angry.
Yeah.
Something that occurred to me this episode, not enough time with our good pal Bennett, you know? He didn't get a lot of screen time. But Natalie did share in our group chat a nice little TikTok. Apparently the Harvard man himself was sliding into people's DMs on LinkedIn.
On LinkedIn, how funny is that? It's like, it's not even creepy. It's just like so telling to who he is.
He's always trying to network. Like, that's what he does. Nothing about that surprised me. I was like, yeah, this checks out. This makes sense.
Yeah, so funny.
Not enough time on this episode, though. I did miss his. He had like one line, one like dad line, like, it's okay, Claire. And that was it. So I hope we see more of him next week. We will see Tayshia next week. She finally made the appearance. We all universally were like, she's so pretty in the chat. Mm-hmm. Because she pretty. Obviously is pretty, stunning, but she has this like energy about her. Like, she came out of the limo and I was smiling. Mm-hmm. She can't see me. She doesn't know why I'm excited. How do you guys feel about like Tayshia finally being on the show?
I just love her. I mean, I'm sure we all do. This is like a general consensus. But one thing that I did notice was that when she came out of the limo and was talking to Chris Harrison, just like her whole vibe is so different than Claire. Like the way she was saying, you know, like, I hope that these guys are ready, you know, for a new person. And if they're not, like, you know, we'll have conversations about it. Like, so open to any possibility. Whereas, you know, Claire, if she was the next person in and the guys weren't, you know, fully into it, she would be like, you know, I'm just going to bed. But, like, Tayshia came in and just had such, like, a clear mindset and seemed just so mature. And like you said, she has that energy, like, she's always looking happy and, you know, so nice. And it seems genuine. It doesn't seem like the Claire, like, I know what I want and I'm here to get it type thing. So I'm very happy.
100%. I did not know who she was before she was, like, wrapped up in whatever season this is, rumors. And also was just, like, immediately charmed by how reasonable she seemed, and like that line in particular when he was like, how do you, are you worried about them sort of still being hung up? And she was like, yeah, but like if that's a thing, we'll deal with it, like we'll talk through it, like I'm excited for this opportunity, I'm, you know, open-minded, whatever. And like the fact that she was so self-aware and sort of reasonable about like the situation she was walking into, I was like, oh, I'm already a fan. I know we talked a lot about Claire's maturity in like the first, in Claire's first episode, I'm like, this is like so refreshing, like, la-di-da.
So naive.
That's not the case. We may see a similar thing here. I highly doubt it, but it was the same thing of just being like, oh, this energy is so, this maturity is so refreshing compared to like what we've been watching the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I almost think I could sum up this season kind of as like Claire's revenge tour. Like she came in with this chip on her shoulder, yeah. Like, I've been done dirty by this show. This is my season. Like, I'm the captain now. I call the shots. Mm-hmm. And I think that's, it didn't necessarily come out in the most confident way. It came out in like demanding and having, you know, maybe unrealistic expectations. Mm-hmm. So to see Tayshia come in and just smiling and poised, I'm sure it's not easy to be essentially the second choice.
Yeah.
And I am very confident, maybe I'm sticking my foot in my mouth here, but I'm very confident that I think if there was someone to kind of navigate the mess of this season, it is Tayshia. And I hope she goes in with a level head. I hope she's fun. But the teaser for the next episode made it sound like it doesn't go over well.
Yeah.
So I went from like being very charmed to like kind of disappointed or nervous for next week.
I think though, get to like, we know spoilers, but we know a couple new guys are coming on. Mm-hmm. So I would assume you probably lose two or three, I don't know, Blake, Jason, and somebody else that like
the stalker, the man who doesn't want to have more therapy on television, and like maybe another one to like round out the crew.
And then you, so I think I especially based on the we're proud of you cop out, I felt like the teaser that Chris Harrison was like, Tayshia, I have something to tell you, is just going to be like a fairly routine, like, oh, we lost three, but don't worry, we have three more.
No, I agree. I saw that and I was like, oh, he's just saying like more guys are coming in. Like, that's definitely what it was. I feel like they were just trying to make it super dramatic, maybe because it goes really well and there is no drama besides the guys being like, I love Claire, gotta go, which like, okay, they're lost. Yeah,
which seems like a reasonable, like, all right, you guys, you know where you're at. She doesn't want you to stick around if you weren't into it anyways. Like, this seems like a mutually agreeable thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems election updates. Crazy time in this world. Focused on The Bachelor, as I always am. I'm excited for next week, excited for Tayshia. The end of this Claire journey is, you know, so timely. Will you guys be tuning into her GMA interview tomorrow morning, assuming it's not overturned by this election news?
Like,
how excited? You're so excited to see Claire and Dale again, right?
Probably, but I don't want to. But also, like, if there's an article about it, I'm gonna want to know what they're talking about. probably.
Oh my gosh, it's exciting. Claire and Dale, I do think they're cute. I'm, now that they're off my television screen, I think I'm back on the bandwagon. So I'm excited, and I'm hoping, you know, now that we kind of know what happened, we get the social media posts. Maybe we'll see them on TikTok. I don't know. I'm excited to see real life Claire and Dale kind of figure out post, you know, television relationship. But I'm mostly excited for Tayshia. I think we'll get that next week, right? At last, celebratory. Tayshia's here. We will be watching next week. So make sure you guys tune in to the Can I Steal You for a Second podcast, where we recap all of Tayshia's Bachelorette journey. We hope you like, listen, subscribe. You can listen to us on all the major streaming platforms, and we'll catch you next week.